Hello, Jake.
Hey, Tony, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for spending time with us. Americans for Prosperity Michigan will have a rally today at noon on the east lawn of the state capitol building. Tell us about this.
Well, I don't know if we're going to have 4,000 people like the unions did because we're not paying for buses and we don't have millions of dollars to organize it, but we're expecting a huge crowd. And we're going to have Herman Cain, who's a potential presidential candidate.
Well, Jake, that sounds like a shot at the unions because they have cash and they bus people in.
Well, I mean, I just wanted to point that out.
All right, go continue. Sorry I interrupted.
We'll also have Attorney General Bill Schuette speaking, Secretary of State Ruth Johnson speaking, Dick Morris, who your listeners may have seen on Fox News quite a bit, my boss, Scott Hagerstrom, our state director. And it's going to be a very exciting day, and we actually have a whole day of events going on, teaching people how to lobby their legislators, panel with legislative and government updates from elected officials. So it's going to be a very exciting day.
What were your thoughts on yesterday's rally?
I was surprised they only were able to turn out that many people, given the resources that they have, but I don't think it really influenced much.
Well, do you think that your efforts will influence?
Well, yes, we do. In addition to having a rally, we're going to educate our members on how to go lobby their legislators, and so there'll be a number of fiscally conservative citizens going to their state senator and state representative's office to lobby them, let them know that they're around, that they expect these big conservative majorities that we've elected to both houses of the legislature to reduce taxes and cut spending.
All right. Well, if the thousands who protested yesterday against Governor Rick Snyder's efforts to get the budget balanced, what are your thoughts on the governor's efforts? Are you happy with what he is doing, or do you think he needs to do more?
We're happy with most of what he's doing, although we do think that he needs to do more. We feel the pension tax is unfortunate, and he should have just cut more spending and found more places to reform. But overall, it's a huge improvement over what we have.
Where else can he cut spending, and what other reforms can be made?
Well, he could have there could have been more cuts to the state police. There could have been more cuts to welfare, more welfare reform, like has been proposed in the House. The Speaker of the House wants a 4-year cap on the number of years you can collect welfare. There's a number of places where spending could have been reduced more. It's not easy. Some of these cuts are painful, but it's better than raising taxes.
All right. Jake Davidson is with Americans for Prosperity of Michigan. Their rally is today at 12 noon at the state capitol. If people want more information about the rally, Jake, where can they go?
They should go to our website, which is michiganafp.com.